Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. Hey, J5V, it's week number two of the playoffs. Region 3 of 4A has proven they are the toughest region in the state. Let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
All right, Gino, here we go. Greer versus Greenville.
Yellow Jackets and Red Raiders have been battling each other in the upstate since 1922, and Greer has a 28-17 advantage. Greer escaped the Indian Land Warriors last week with a Homer Simpson call. Doesn't happen this week. The G-men from the Ville gunned down the BMW Bugs in their own backyard. Friday, Night's Loser, the Greer High Yellow Jackets.
Irmo versus Myrtle Beach.
The Seahawks and Yellow Jackets have only met once, and that was in 2012. Myrtle Beach won 33-27. This time, Irmo pays back a debt. The Grand Strand Pirates run aground on the Broad River and can't survive the West Columbia Sting. Friday, Night's Loser, the Myrtle Beach Seahawks.
James F. Burns versus Hillcrest.
The Rams and Rebels have played 24 times since 1964, and Hillcrest has only won two games. Hillcrest barely escaped NAFO last week, and that speaks volumes. The Johnny Rebs form close ranks, fix bayonets, and put the Simpsonville Horned Goats to the sword and barbecue spit. Wham, bam, thank you, Rams. Friday, Night's Loser, the Hillcrest Rams.
Crestwood versus Buford.
The Panthers and Green Eagles met for the first time last year, and Buford won a nail-biter 45-42. Crestwood is a really good football team, and payback is, well, you know. The Grand Strand Jungle Cats pluck the Emerald Coastal Birds and eat them up. Friday, Night's Loser, the Buford High Green Eagles.
Oceanside versus Woodland.
The Wolverines and Landsharks have met twice since 2019 in the playoffs, and Oceanside has won both of those games. Third time is the charm for Woodland. My dad was a native of St. George, South Carolina, so I speak the language. The Mean Green Machine cuts the butts of the Savory Fins, squish the fish. Friday, Night's Loser, the Oceanside Landsharks.
James Island versus Hartsville.
Amazingly, the Trojans and Red Foxes have never met. These are two diametrically opposed offenses, but James Island has a solid defense, and that's the difference. The Sandhills Forest Dogs get in the ocean over their heads, and the Folly Beach Surfing Warriors take them out. Friday, Night's Loser, the Hartsville Red Foxes.
Andrew Jackson versus Kingstree.
The Volunteers and Blazers have only met once, with Andrew Jackson coming away with a 14-12 win. This one won't be that close. Old Hickory's riflemen form a skirmish line and cut down the Williamsburg County Lizards in a rout. Friday, Night's Loser, the Kingstree Blazers.
Chapman versus Chester.
The Cyclones and Panthers have played four times since 2012, and Chester has a 3-1 advantage. The only time Chapman has won is 2017 in the second round of the playoffs. It's the second round of the playoffs and deja vu all over again. The Inman Orange and Blue Jungle Cats roar into the face of the Red Tornadoes in the first half and turn them into a summer breeze. Friday, Night's Loser, the Chester Cyclones in a close one.
Louisville versus St. Joseph's Catholic.
The last time the Lions and the Knights tangled, it was a basketball score. 57-56, won by St. Joseph's in the first round of the 2012 playoffs. This time, it will be much different and biblical. The Greenville Paladins get thrown to the Kings of the Richburg Jungle and end up getting torn to pieces. Friday, Night's Loser, the St. Joseph's Catholic Knights.
Clover versus Gaffney.
The Blue Eagles and Indians have played 10 times since 1948, and Gaffney has won 9 of those contests. The most recent Gaffney win was in 2021. The only Clover win was in 2007, 37-35. Unfortunately, Gaffney gets number 10. The Peachskins invade the Clover Patch and scalp the feathers off the bluebirds in their nest. Friday, Night's Loser, the Clover High Blue Eagles.
Lucy Beckham versus Lancaster.
This is the first meeting between the Bengals and the Bruins. Lancaster upset Ridgeview last week and got a trip to the Holy City. The Mount Pleasant Striped Asian Carnivores get mauled by the Red Rose Bars in another upset. Friday, nice loser, the Lucy Beckham Bengals.
West Side versus York.
The only meeting between the Rams and Cougars was in 2014's playoffs, and it was won by York 44-28. Both teams have played and beaten five opponents with losing records. The Anderson Mountain Goats can't keep the White Rose Pumas from clawing back each time there's a headbutt. The Black and Silver gets it done late. Friday, nice loser, the Westside Rams in a close one.
Midland Valley versus South Point.
The Mustangs and Stallions have played twice, in 2015 and 2017. Both games were won handily by South Point. Expect more of the same. The Big Red Chargers get out of the paddock and leave the Blue Ponies almost running in place down the home stretch. Friday, nice loser, the Midland Valley Mustangs.
Northwestern versus Greenwood.
The Trojans and Eagles have played seven times since 1989. Northwestern has won six of those games, including the 2010 state championship. In the last three games, the Trojans have averaged 50-plus points. Expect more of the same. The Black and Gold Raptors fly too close to the walls of Troy and end up with arrows in their hearts from the Purple and Gold Archers. Friday, nice loser, the Greenwood Eagles by a lot again. That's all the time we have this week. Whether you're a winner or loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to support the teams in your area. But always be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to me.